Power on. File manager F.
Hello all, I'm Blind Cool Tech. This is Chris Grabowski. I'm going to take you on a little demo of the VoiceSense from GW Micro. It has been released. It is the smallest Braille PDA on the market. It weighs about 6 ounces. I'm holding it in my hand, and if I stretch my hand completely out straight and put the VoiceSense on top of my hand, it goes from my wrist to the tip of my fingers, and it's probably as wide as my hand with the fingers going from the thumb to the ring finger from left to right. That's about as wide as it is. If you have it in the operating position, on the left-hand side of the VoiceSense, you will feel two slots. There's the compact flash slot, but right above that is the SD slot. If you go around the back, you have an I/O port, and then you keep feeling to the right, you have a reset button, and then you have a switch. Now, the switch is kind of unique. It's a three-position switch, and if you position it all the way to the left, it unlocks the keyboard of the VoiceSense. It actually unlocks everything. If you flip it to the right once, you'll hear
top panel locked.
Top panel locked, which means your Braille input keys are locked. And if you flip it to the right one more time,
all keys locked.
All keys are locked, which means every key on the VoiceSense is locked. I'm going to flip it to the left, all the way to the left now.
Top unlocked.
And let's continue the tour of the device. On the right-hand side, you'll feel like a little open area that kind of, I guess, looks like a mouth is really the only way to explain it. And if you put your finger in all the way towards the back, you'll have the power jack. You go up further, you have the USB port. Actually, that's all the way to the front. And in the middle, you have a port, but I don't remember what that port is for. On the front, going from left to right, you have a microphone jack, an earphone jack, and I have the earphone jack plugged directly into the mixer. And then you have another three-position switch. You have a radio when it's all the way to the left, an FM radio. Then you have
Daisy mode.
And then you have
Media mode.
Now, what this switch does is, next to this three-position switch, there is 5 buttons. One is record, because you can use it as a memo recorder. Actually, the first one is to the left you have rewind, then you have record, then you have stop, play, and forward. And then you have the on-off switch. So if I flip it to the right, it's on, and if I flip it to the left, it's off. So I'm going to flip it to the left.
Power off.
And that's the sound you get. Now I'm going to turn it on.
Power on. File manager F.
And it brings you to the last thing that you were working on. I was in the main menu area, and that little chime that you heard was the VoiceSense connecting to my wireless network. On the top of the VoiceSense, you have the Perkins-style keyboard, and then you have a left arrow, a right arrow, and then you have 4 function keys, 2 on either side of the spacebar, F1, F2, F3, and F4. F1 will bring up the program menu, or if you're a Windows user, you can probably think of it as the start menu, because that's where you can start all your programs from. When you're in the application, you can hit F2, and that will bring up the menu of, say you're in the word processor, it'll bring up different menu items. It's kind of like the Alt key. Then you have the space bar, and then you have F3. F3 is the tab key, and F4 is the cancel key. So now let's take a brief tour through the voice sense.
File manager F.
I'm going to press space with .4 and go down the menu. You have the file manager where you can cut, copy, paste, zip, unzip files, open files.
Word processor, W.
You have the word processor, which you can write documents.
Sense navigation, V.
You have the GPS application for the voice sense.
Address manager, A.
The address manager, where you can add phone numbers and people's contact information.
Schedule manager, S.
The schedule manager, where you can add appointments. And one thing that's kind of neat about this is when you have an appointment for the day and you turn it on, it alerts you when you turn it on that you have an appointment for the day.
Email, E.
You have an email client.
Media player, M.
The media player.
Radio, R.
The radio.
Web browser, B.
The web browser.
Daisy player, D.
Daisy player.
Bluetooth manager, L.
Bluetooth manager. This has built-in Bluetooth and built-in wireless.
MSN Messenger, N.
You have MSN Messenger. You can talk to contacts.
Database manager, T.
A database manager for creating databases.
Utility, U.
Utilities, where you would go set the clock, you would set up your internet connection, a bunch of different things.
Option settings, O.
Go to options settings, which there's a lot of things in there. You can turn on wireless, turn Bluetooth on, you can turn punctuation off, those types of things.
Help, H.
And then there's help. Now what I want to do is take you into the word processor. So I'm going to press W from the program menu.
Top of document.
So I'm going to blank document and I can type
H-E-L-L-O space B-L-I-N-D space C-O-O-L space T-E-C-H lower D.
Now read it back.
Hello, blind cool tech.
And I know I didn't type it in grade 2. I could type it in grade 2. I just didn't want to.
End of document tech.
And now I'm going to press F2 and go to the menu.
File, F, pull down, menu.
So it's kind of like Windows, but it's not. It's a closed system like the Braille Note. You're not running WindowEyes or anything. It's a closed system. Now I'm going to hit space with .4.
Edit, E, pull down.
There's
menu.
An edit menu.
Go to, G, pull down.
Go to.
Menu, read, R, pull down.
Read.
Menu.
And let's hit enter on read.
Read selected text, B, backspace, B, menu item.
So it's giving you read selected text, backspace with B would read the selected text.
Read beginning of selected text, U, enter U, menu item. Read from beginning to cursor, T, backspace, G, menu item.
And I'm just doing the space with .4.
Read from cursor to end, G, enter G, menu item.
That's how you'd read from the cursor to the end of the document is enter with G. Now I'm going to press the
read R pull down
cancel,
menu.
Which is F4. Press it again.
Cancel.
Okay. Now what I'm going to do, I'm in my document and I'm going to do a space with Z.
Save, yes, prompt button.
It says save, yes.
No, prompt button.
No.
Cancel, prompt button. Yes, prompt button.
And I'm just going through it with space .4, so I don't want to save this. I'm just going to hit N for no.
Word processor, W.
Now I'm back to the program manager, and what I'm going to do is go into the radio.
Sense navigation, V. Address manager, A. Schedule manager, S. Email, E. Media player, M. Radio, R.
And I'm going to press enter.
Frequency, 96.9 megahertz, static hops.
So now I'm going to do a space with .5.
Frequency, 96.9 megahertz, static hops.
I'm going to do a .5.
Scanning frequency. Frequency, 97.3 megahertz static aux. Scanning frequency. Frequency, 97.9 megahertz static aux. Scanning frequency. Frequency, 98.5 megahertz static aux. Scanning frequency. Frequency, 99.5 megahertz static aux.
It's got an FM radio, which is pretty cool.
Scanning frequency. Frequency, 100.9 megahertz static aux. Scanning frequency. frequency, 101.1 megahertz static hop. Scanning frequency. Frequency, 102.5 megahertz.
So I'm going to press space with the Z to close the radio.
Radio R.
And we're back to the program manager. Now I'm going to go into the web browser. So I can hit B from the main menu, or I can do a space dot 4 until I get to web browser. But I'm going to hit B.
Start web browser. HTTP. www.raylicense.com.
And the beeping means that it's loading the page. And by default, it's set up to give the percentage, but I changed that to the beep, and I can show you the options menu in a few minutes. I'm just showing you what some of the stuff can do. I am going to do an enter with U to open a URL.
Open URL. HTTP. www.raylicense.com. Edit then combo box.
Then I'm going to type in
www. Period. G W M I C R O period C O M.
Press enter.
Welcome to GW Micro.
So now I can use my standard reading commands to read the web page.
Table 1, 3 rows, 3 columns. Skip the main content. Link. Window eyes. Link. Braille Sense. Link. Small Talk Ultra. Link. Sense View. Link. Voice Sense. Link.
Why don't we check out the Voice Sense link? Press enter.
GW Micro Voice Sense.
And I'm going to go down with the space dot 4.
Table 1, 3. Skip the main window eyes. Link. Braille Sense. Small Talk Ultra. Sense View. Voice Sense. Sync Braille. Support. Training. Link. GW Micro Unleashing the Power of Your Mind's Eye. Link. You are here. Home. Link. Voice Sense. Link. GW Micro Voice Sense. Previous page. Link. Format this page for printing. Link. Small Voice Sense image. The Voice Sense is the smallest.
Let me let it do an enter with G and let it read the page.
The Voice Sense is the smallest, lightest, and most fashionable PDA for the visually impaired, with a Perkins-style keyboard for inputting information and synthesized voice for outputting information. It has multimedia functions, a Daisy talking book player, an MP3 player, and voice recording capabilities. Wireless networking features, such as wireless LAN and Bluetooth, are also available, as are many other Braille note-taker features. The Voice Sense boasts a high-speed CPU and large memory storage. Hardware processor, PXA270, 540 MHz memory, 1 GB, separate user data area, 192 MB, 128 RAM, and 64 OS storage, OS, Windows C.NET 5.0 ports, USB OTG, USB 2.0 compatible South Dakota slot, CF slot keyboard, Perkins-style Braille keyboard audio output, stereo speakers, headphone jack audio input, internal condenser microphone, microphone jack battery, rechargeable, detachable, user replaceable, lithium polymer, 12 hours continuous use networking, wireless LAN, IEEE 802.11b/G, Bluetooth 1.1 FM radio receiver dimensions, W18.8 cm, 7.4, XD7.7 cm, 3.6, XH2.5 cm, 0.98, weight, 0.58 pounds, 266g, software file manager, word processor, address manager, schedule manager, email media player, FM radio tuner, web browser.
So I just stopped it from reading, and basically you got all the technical details. I can do a space with O for the options menu. The other thing I wanted to mention is you can multitask with this. So you can be on the internet and have conversations going in MSN Messenger and be able to flip between MSN Messenger, your web browser, a document that you're working on. I think it multitasks 7 different applications you can have running at one time. So I am going to do a space with O and get into the options menu.
View grade, G, grade 2, list item.
And that's a view grade, meaning how do you want to view your documents on the Braille display? You can have your documents show up in grade 2 Braille. Now, the Braille display would be a external USB Braille display.
Punctuation level, P, off, list item.
Punctuation level.
Keyboard echo, K, character, list item.
How do you want your keyboard echo? And I'm going to hit the space bar to change it just to show you how it's done.
Keyboard echo, K, word, list item. Keyboard echo, K, off, list item. Keyboard echo, K, character and word, list item. Keyboard echo, K, character, list
and
item.
And I want it on character, so I'm just going to do a space dot 4 and go down the menu.
Voice volume, L, 6, list item. Voice rate, R, 8, list item. Voice tone, T, 6, list item. Warning message, W, on, list item. Sound signal, S, on, list item.
The sound signal is the sound that you hear when you turn the device on or off. You can turn those sounds off if you don't want them on.
Use of arrow keys, A, reverse, list item. Skip empty line. E. On. List item. Control information. I. Back. List item.
Control information, how it's saying list item or button or static box. It's telling you what the control option is, and you can have it before the data, after the data, or you can turn it off. So in this instance, if it was before the data, it would say list item control information. So the list item, the verbiage would come before the data.
Hotkey information, H, on, list item.
The hotkey information is like word processor, W, F, file manager, those types of things.
Shortcut keys announced, S, ASCII characters, list item. Power saving mode, P, on, list item.
Power saving mode, meaning it'll shut off after a certain amount of inactivity.
Power saving kick in, K, after 10 minutes, list item.
Power saving kick in is 10 minutes, which means it'll shut off after 10 minutes.
Check the day schedule, S, on, list item.
That's that feature I was talking about earlier with the schedule. If you turn this on, which it is on by default, when you turn on your VoiceSense and you have a reminder, it's going to show you what your schedule is for the day.
Spell check automatically, C, on, list item.
Spell check automatically is kind of a cool feature, and it's off by default, but I turned it on. And when you're typing in a document and you make a misspelled word, you will get a little sound to tell you that the word is misspelled.
Default document, Q, Braille document, list item.
You can change your default document type and hit the space bar to change this, and we'll see what happens.
Default document, Q, text document, list item.
Again.
Default document, Q, sense document, list item.
Again.
Default document, Q, Braille document,
okay.
List item.
Now I will keep going down.
Progress sound, P, beep, list item. Bluetooth, B, off, list item.
There's Bluetooth, it's off.
Wireless LAN, W, on,
wireless
list item.
LAN is on.
Mobile disk, D, off, list item.
And mobile disk is, if you want to hook this up to your computer, you can copy files directly to it, and it will show up as a drive on your computer via USB port. And that little sound that you heard was, I'm at the bottom of the list. I can't go any further. So I'm going to hit the tab key, which is the F3.
Confirm button.
And then hit again.
Cancel button.
And I'm going to press enter on cancel.
Canceled saving options. File manager word processor.
Okay. Let's briefly go into the utilities menu. So I'm going to hit U from the program manager.
Calculator, C.
You have a calculator.
Set date and time, T.
You can set your clock.
Check date and time,
you can check the date and the time.
Wake up call, A.
A wake-up call. It's actually a wake-up call. You can set this VoiceSense to basically wake up. Have you wake up, and it sounds like a cuckoo clock when it's going off.
Calendar, L.
There's the calendar.
Pronunciation dictionary, P.
Self-explanatory.
Stopwatch, W.
Stopwatch.
Terminal for screen reader, S.
Terminal for screen reader.
Set up internet, I.
Here's where you'd set up your internet.
Network status, N.
Here's your network status. You can see if you're online.
Status, online, wireless LAN, list item.
And I just hit enter on it.
IP, 192.168, subnet mask. 255.255.255 gateway 192.16 MAC address WLAN 00027874BF1 network status N.
So now we're back to the utility menu.
Check power status B.
Check power status.
Backup restore option settings.
Backup
A.
And restore options.
Upgrade VoiceSense OS U.
And upgrade VoiceSense operating system. When you go into this, you have a couple options. You can upgrade directly online. So if you're connected to the internet and plugged into AC power, it will upgrade online. Let's go up to check power status.
Backup restore option. Check power status. B.
And hit enter.
46 charged. Using battery. Static box.
So it's telling you 46% charged and it's using the battery. I'm going to hit F1 to go to the program manager.
File manager F.
Going to go into file manager, so I just want to show you one last thing.
Flash disk, list item.
There's a flash disk, and we hit enter on that.
Database folder 18, list item.
It's kind of like Windows, you just go down.
Download folder 28, list. Favorites folder 38, list. Media folder 48, list item. Upload folder 58, list item. Work folder 68, list item. 01 rollingstar.mp378, list item. 01 sciasvictory.mp388, list item.
So there are two MP3 files that came with the VoiceSense, and I thought they were kind of neat, so let's hear what they are.
Title track 101 sciasvictory playing, static box.
files out of that
Task one. Task ID, file manager, 01 Sias Victory. 01 Rolling Star. Go MP378. Title track 101 Rolling Star playing. Static box.
And I can use the media keys on the front.
Pause.
To pause.
Play.
Play.
Stop.
Stop. Now press play again. And start it over. So I'm going to press space with Z to get out of the media player.
Task ID. File manager. 01 Rolling Star. MP378. List item.
And I'm back in the file manager. I'll do another space with Z.
Task ID. Check power status. 42 charged. Using battery. Static box.
Again.
Check power status. B.
Again.
Utility. U.
And then we're back to the main program manager. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this demonstration of the VoiceSense. I know I took you on a whirlwind tour of it, but just wanted you to get a feel for what the VoiceSense was and what it can do. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, you can email me at cgrabowski73, that's cgrabowski73, at gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Power off.